Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. Well, you're on the clock. This is Zulak and Bertrand.
We're sports show radio hosts.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
News from the MIAA. That's where we start this hour on Zolak and Bertrand. Hardy's in our Town Fair Tire studios in Dorchester. I'm at home. Zoe is at home.
That's right, Beetle.
They're not messing around today.
Is the MIAA.
They voted yesterday to begin spring sports on May 4th, extending their season to June 27th. Let me read from the Greenfield Recorder, on this. The Massachusetts Interscholastic Athletic Association is still making plans to have a spring high school sports season with a postseason to follow. The MIAA's Board of Directors voted unanimously.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelpline.com. MA.org.
Now. Sports talk. Well, you're on the clock. This is Zulak and Bertrand.
We're sports show radio hosts.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
News from the MIAA. That's where we start this hour on Zolak and Bertrand. Hardy's in our Town Fair Tire studios in Dorchester. I'm at home. Zoe is at home.
That's right, Beetle.
They're not messing around. They voted yesterday to begin spring sports on May 4th, extending their season to June 27th. Let me read from the Greenfield Recorder, on this. The Massachusetts Interscholastic Athletic Association is still making plans to have a spring high school sports season with a postseason to follow. The MIAA's Board of Directors voted unanimously during its conference call on Monday to extend the spring season to June 27th. It was a unanimous vote, 19-0, Zoe, and they intend to have a spring season beginning May 4th through June 27th, extending the season an extra week to accommodate the playoffs and the state finals. The ultimate decision about a state tournament remains fluid. So there you have it. They're saying as of now, they have voted to extend things to be able to start on the 4th and end on the 27th. Your thoughts?
Well, it's kind of shocking to us because we keep getting updates, you know, from the school as to, well, you know, maybe we're going to reset, rethink things here April 6th, April 7th, around that timeline. Then, you know, Charlie Baker pushes everything back to obviously May 4th. And then when this came down, they said, okay, we could potentially start the season first day of school there, and first games would start to take place May 8th. So what would that be with 1 or 2 days of practice? My daughter, she's a lacrosse goalie, so this affects her. So she's been doing all these clinics, all these traveling, you know, workouts and scrimmages. We've been in bubbles for about 2 months prior to everybody shutting down about 3 weeks ago. And everything just stops. You hit like a brick wall, you know, because you can't get together. You can't meet on a field with 8 other girls to play catch. So now all of a sudden you're thinking, okay, now you got to start mentally getting yourself ready to play a season, but that might get pushed back. So it's going to be a tug and pull here as to what you do or what you really do. But I think it gives some of these kids a little bit of hope. I think what this is you set a date, and it's sort of like they've tried to do, you know, let's try and look at a target date to make sure kids aren't just doing nothing or just, you know, that they're sitting at home, that maybe they're working out. And I think, and this is where I feel bad for the seniors that may have thought their whole spring sports schedule was getting whacked. And now it gives them a little hope. And, boy, wouldn't it be awful to pull that rug from out underneath them where they thought they may have been shut down. Now you get your hopes back up. You start training again. And, granted, it is high school, so you're not training like a professional. But you get the gist of it. And then pull the rug out from under them again. That's what I hope they don't do. But it'll push the season till the end of June, right up there until, you know, 4th of July week, which is they're really trying to squeeze this thing in.
Yeah, I just don't think that this is going to be at all determined by the MIAA. It's going to be determined by the way things go from here on out.
Who knows if we'll be in school by May 4th? We don't know that, you know? But I mean, I think
the MIAA can say this, and they can vote to extend things because what? Are they looking for things to do? Like, this to me just seems procedural. That's all it is. It's not exactly anything of substance to me. Like, yeah, you can vote on it all you want.
You know what
you're
getting?
If they're not going back to school, then you've got no season.
They're getting a ton of calls. They're getting a ton of complaints probably from parents, from seniors, wanting to know what is our schedule? Will there be a shortened schedule? Will we even attempt to play a spring sport? You pay money for spring sports, so there's going to be a financial thing here. And that had to all be done. You had to have concussion testing. You had to have physicals done. You know, it's not just, hey, I just want to sign up and play, and you go play. You know, there's a whole process as to get your kids ready to play. And I'm excited for this. Get her outside, stick her in goal, and I get to fire balls at her all day, you know, and see if she can stop them, go right around the corners. I can make it rain all day up top, right in that top left corner. Can't stop that one. So I'll get it ready.
Yeah.
It's good. It's good for me. It gives me something to do.
That's good.
Get outside.
I don't know what it, you know, it's not up to them. It really isn't. Like, they can, who would vote against this would be my question.
It was 19-0, and there was one was absent, so there was 20, I guess, votes that they would totally take. So it was a clean sweep, 19-0.
Right, no, and I mean, I'm just saying, no one's going to vote against this, is what I'm saying. Right. Why would anyone have a reason to vote against, you know? Yeah, of course, if we come back to school, yeah, of course you can extend the season till the end of June. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, well, of course. Why? I don't know why that answer would ever be no. And so I think people are interpreting this as...
it's a go.
You know, like, sports is a go. Well, not if you don't go back to school. It's not.
Correct. I can't play if you don't go to school.
The MIAA doesn't determine whether or not you go back to school. But if you don't go back to school, you're not playing your sports.
Yeah.
You're not having your spring season. And so I think, I don't know, I just feel like this is getting blown up as a bigger story about how sports will happen. Yeah, I'm not sure about that. Like, this is just a matter of if we get back, the vote is already in place that, yeah, the season will start late and can run late. As a result.
See, the sad part for kids, like, the kids are losing their minds here at home. Like, they don't go anywhere. They don't leave the yard. If we go to the store, one person goes to the store. I go to the store. You come home, you wipe down, and they're sitting there waiting on anything to be told to them, whether it's from school or whether it's from sports. Like, she got the email from her coach, like, hey, this is a possibility, and she gets all excited about it. So now, you know, in 2 weeks, this could all change, right? I mean, this thing changes every day, 24 hours, there's different changes. So I just told her, you know, don't get your hopes up. I said what they're trying to do is really give you a target date so you can start to mentally plan and physically plan for it, get on a treadmill, get outside, move around, and not just think that our whole season is wasted. So it's not yet. So there is some hope there for these kids. Like I said earlier, I'm happy for the seniors that, you know, maybe are really good players that probably wouldn't have an opportunity to finish their senior career at their high school. So this is kind of gives them a little bit of hope here, but I'd really be shocked if they get it in. I really am. I really would be.
So the NCAA, in a sort of related story, the NCAA has granted an additional season of eligibility to all spring athletes who were unable to play this spring.
I'd take it back to school another year.
Well, it depends on who you are. For kids that have no plans on being drafted or playing professionally, of course you would take it.
See, that's cool, especially if you graduated early, because they would be paying for a graduate program. Your scholarship would apply to that.
Well, this is sort of the issue that I saw with it, and that is
they're
leaving it up to the schools to determine how their scholarship money is dispersed.
Yeah, guess which kids are going to get the best return on scholarship, the best ones at their sport. Or the high ones, or the biggest sports.
I get what you're saying. Yeah, right. Players will get their scholarship.
Selective process, yes.
Which, to me, is...
like Chris Sale getting operated on, right?
Okay, so my other question, so you've got, you'd have to find enough players that you'd not want to renew scholarships for, which is just the complete bogusness of the NCAA.
Which is crazy, because you're always going to screw nonsense. Up. You're always going to screw up a scholarship. I remember kids that were on a full ride when I was in Maryland, and maybe three or four of them should have never been on a full ride. Never played, never saw the field, never really even practiced. And those would be the type of kids who would be whacked. Wouldn't get the aid. And that's sad. Because once you're in, you're in. You should be in.
So I would say that at some point, the NCAA is going to have to consider allowing schools to pay out more money. More scholarships.
Yeah, they got it.
Right?
Yes.
So, I mean, all these schools that have canceled their semesters... then, at what point did we cancel? Was it been about a month already? They're losing track of time.
A couple weeks. So most schools are on spring break, so you got to factor in spring break.
No, but when did everyone send their students home?
March 6th?
It's about 3 weeks ago.
Okay, 3 weeks ago. So it's probably about, midway through the semester? Right? About halfway?
Right before spring break, yes.
All right, so let's say it's halfway through. All that money that was paid out by, let's say, anyone that's not an athlete, right? If you paid for, let's say, room, board, all
me,
that stuff.
I've done it.
Right? You.
Yeah,
Scott
yeah,
that's you're getting your money back. Right? You're going to get your money back. Just in your case, at UMass, they're going to refund on a partial basis what wasn't used up. So I understand that classes are still continuing, but... there's a bunch of money being refunded. Like, can you figure out half a semester's worth of scholarship and add that money into the pool for these teams? There's got to be some way to alleviate that so that kids aren't losing scholarships because they weren't, the best kids on the team, because you have a whole class of freshmen that are going to be coming in. There's got to be a way to sort of figure that problem out that, of course, the NCAA will not be helpful with, because they're not helpful with anything. So we'll see what develops there. But the NCAA says you can come back and play again. You've got another year of eligibility if you are a spring athlete. 617-779-0985. Let's get to a story on the NFL and what their plans are, or what some of their ideas are to get their season started and try and have it be as normal as possible. We'll get to that coming up next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Consider them part of your benefits package.
That was the dumbest 30 seconds we've ever had on this show.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze, country roads.
Love this song.
Take me home.
I lit that bitch up, Beatle. 1990, probably second game of the year. Made it rain that day.
Yeah? You win the game?
Checked the 212 slant to the right to Gene Thomas. I hit him. He split the two safeties. Walk off. Went and danced on the estate in the middle of the field.
Did you win the game?
Oh, yeah. On a walk off slant. Slant route on the blitz.
That's a weird place, huh? Morgantown?
Whew. Freak show, man. Can't hear yourself there. There in Clemson. Two loudest places.
A weird spot. The NFL is obviously hopeful that they're going to play their season this year. In fact, there's a story out today that the league's medical director is hopeful about that, about the chance of being able to play. The NFLPA, that is, medical's director,
right,
is hopeful about the season. He went on Adam Schefter's podcast. Tom Mayer is his name. He expressed hope that the season will proceed, adding that much more will be known by May or early June. So I think that's a optimistic yet cautious take on his part. This from Mike Florio. As the reality of life amid the coronavirus pandemic continues to sink in, the NFL needs to be sinking its teeth into the reality that a normal football season won't happen this year. Given the predictions and projections for the ongoing spread of the virus, and in light of the reality that different NFL cities will experience the brunt of the outbreak at different times, it's not ridiculous to envision all 2020 games being played in empty stadiums. Let's react to that first and foremost. Do you think that's a ridiculous idea? That could happen?
Somewhat.
I don't think it's ridiculous. I hope it's not the case. I hope we're in a much better place. But I don't think it should be ruled out.
Right. And I say somewhat because I think you gotta make other plans accordingly here. Like you just can't wake up one day and say, okay, what do we do? You need to think a little outside the box here. I mean, but this is what we talked about yesterday with the NBA. You know, what are you going to play in a bubble? Are you going to leave your families? What are you going to get on a plane? You're going to take a 350-person plane and uproot your organization like we do every travel game? Then you're going to be on a selected list who goes, who doesn't go.
Florio writes, if no fans are present, how will teams be able to ensure the virus doesn't spread through a locker room? Says it's inevitable that multiple players will test positive and others will end up being exposed to the virus before the players who test positive are quarantined. He says entire teams could be knocked out of action if the virus starts jumping from player to player. So even if the season proceeds without fans in attendance, we'll have to be ready for a given player or coach or whoever to be out of action for at least a couple of weeks without warning. He said there's another way to have football, and it's an extreme idea, one that was floated to a GM earlier this week, and this is what it is. The NFL takes all teams to a location free from coronavirus, tests everyone on the way in, and then sequesters the entire league for the full duration of the season.
Gee, I wonder what type of place could hold that.
I mean, there would need to be a lot of rooms.
Yep.
Right?
Heard breakfast is pretty expensive there.
Here's what's floated, and this is why we played the song that we played to start the segment. One possibility would be find a place literally in the middle of nowhere and build enough fields to play the various games on a given Sunday and Saturday, by the way, if college football doesn't happen this year, and enough rooms to house the players, coaches, trainers, broadcasters, etc., for 17 weeks of football and 4 weeks of the postseason. Wait a minute. Broadcasters. Does that mean Soucy and Zoe go get sequestered? We'll talk about that in a moment.
Whoa.
Another possibility would be to add to the facility at the Greenbrier in West Virginia,
yes,
which currently has 710 rooms. What do you think, Zoe? Greenbrier?
Nice place, Beetle. I mean, look it up online. It's like The Shining in the middle of nowhere. Here's your problem. Like, you can't even fly the Patriots plane in there. You had to take two smaller planes in. When anybody that covered the team had to go to the Greenbrier, you had to fly into, like, Pittsburgh and drive there. Like eight people packed in cars.
Well, that's the good news. Middle of nowhere.
Right. I mean, it's a nice place. How much do I get for breakfast every day? They said it was like $43.
I'm guessing the breakfast would be included for the players.
Ooh. Well, I'm not a player.
I'm sorry. Every time I think of the Greenbrier, I think of an amazing story that a Patriots player once told me about going to the Greenbrier.
What was it? You can't tell it or can't tell it?
I don't know that I could. I should tell the whole thing. It was an off-the-record story.
Was it a sneak-out-of-the-room story, Beetle?
It was there was a tour that was being given of the Greenbrier.
All right.
And this player was like, this is stupid. What am I doing? Why are we on this tour?
Okay.
And so to sort of duck out of the tour and be done with it, I don't know if it was this player or another player who was like, so where did you guys keep the slaves when you had slaves here?
Oh my God.
And the room just fell silent. And he was like, yeah, all right, good. I'm done with the tour. See you guys later. And the way he told it was hysterical. But that was how he got out of the Greenbrier tour a couple years ago. Anyway, and I laughed about that story ever since. But anyway, it's nice. Nice place, though. It looks like the White House. The Greenbrier.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
every time
gorgeous.
You see a picture of it, it reminds me of, like, the White House.
Place is gorgeous.
So, 710 rooms. That's not enough. They would need to build more. But I just want to know, do you get sequestered in that, Zoe? Are you willing to go to the Greenbrier for the whole season?
No.
No? You're out?
I help coach my kids' football team. So.
Yeah, okay. All right. Is anyone in the NFL going to be willing to go get sequestered for an entire season?
No. I think I could call the games from home on the TV.
That's true.
It won't be the same. I mean, you won't see as much, but.
So, would Tom Brady go get sequestered at Greenbrier for a year?
He'd have to, right?
Would Aaron Rodgers do it? Would Ben Roethlisberger do it? Well, I'm just naming the quarterbacks. That's like the biggest star players in the league, right? Patrick Mahomes? Is Patrick Mahomes going to do it?
Can you imagine going downstairs and like.
Jimmy Garoppolo?
There's a guy downstairs in a tux playing a piano and. There's a pool table over there, and there's Brady, Mahomes, and Roethlisberger shooting stick. Or Hardy, what's the name of that? What's the name of the oversized pool table game with the red balls?
Snooker?
Snooker. Good job, dude. We went to St. Lucia, and I ended up learning how to play snooker because that's the only like game they had in the lobby. It's a weird game. It's different.
I think my dad used to play snooker.
Oh, it's a huge table.
Yeah. I think he wanted to be a pool hustler, but he ended up being a snooker hustler because there were too many guys who were better at pool than him. But
So back to this, based on what I was hearing yesterday, Felger was saying, "Hey, you got to if you want to earn your paycheck, you want to get paid, you got to go do this. If you're in the NBA or the NHL or whatever sport
right.
it is that decides to do it, that's all fine and good. Like they can try and force it on guys and say you don't get paid if you don't play." And the way it's going in baseball, most guys are not going to get their money anyway. A lot of them are going to take a pay cut here. I just think there are too many guys who are going to say, yeah, no, keep your money. I'm not going. I'm not doing it. I'm not going to go live in a hotel room at Greenbrier from the beginning of, you know, end of July until the start of the new year. I'm not going to do it.
Yeah. I think this is like Space Odyssey, ridiculous request type thing here. And I don't know. You look at Goodell. Like people start bitching about the draft, right? He's like, "I'm done bitching about the draft. You're not going to talk about it, or else you're going to get fined. You're going to get reprimanded. Keep your mouth shut." Like those mandates have already come down. We're doing a draft. Don't complain anymore about it, GMs or personnel people. It's going to happen. Like, can it get to that type of point where, hey, we're playing these games? Get
Great.
Your asses on the plane.
Who are you playing them with?
Exactly. What are you going to put these guys on? Hey,
get replacement players? What are we doing here? I think it's very far-fetched. I don't think there's any shot of these villages happening the way people
extreme.
Have proposed
yeah.
them. Yeah. And they are way more extreme than people want to admit that they are. And I even heard in the headlines today, Artie, was that you or Wallach today? I think it was you.
Which one?
The Chinese Basketball Association?
Yeah, I just had that. So they were getting ready to resume basketball activities, but they put the kibosh on that.
And even they have said, no, we probably shouldn't do this. Yeah, this isn't going to work. And they've got far more control over their players there than what the leagues in this country have over their players. So even there, they've pushed things back again. Pete in Delaware. Hi, Pete.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. How you doing, Pete?
I saw that China report with Windhorse this morning, and that was a blow to the psyche because I thought if China could do it, maybe down the road we could. But you know what, guys? We have 20 states that aren't even doing what, like, Massachusetts is doing. And we're not, you know, as a country, as a whole, we're not taking it seriously. And you guys are talking about the NFL. I would love to see, you know, crowds and everything, but I just don't see how you're going to be able to do it. And how are they going to control tailgating?
Like, imagine the autograph seekers, Pete. Imagine those autograph seekers. We've got all these teams staying at this one place. We're going to stand there in our helmets and balls and get them signed.
Oh, so you know what's not happening for sure is training camp. Training camp open to the public? No shot.
No shot now.
No shot now. That thing is not going to be open this year.
Belichick's like, yes.
But guys, how do you control, like, you talk about even if we have testing, which hopefully we will, testing coming in the stadium, but how are you going to control what they're doing outside of it?
You can't.
Right, and that's a problem. You're not going to know if they're infected or not. Right. That, to me, is the biggest challenge, is the tailgating part of it.
Yeah, I mean, there's multiple challenges to it. You know, just the fact that you're trying to put how many thousands of people in a stadium together, shoulder to shoulder? You think that's a good idea?
70,000, yeah.
Come on. It's not smart at all.
Hey, I made these sandwiches and brought them to the tailgate. Take a bite. Have some chicken wings with your fingers. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a
tailgate. I'm
Pete's right, though.
Tailgate.
Can you imagine there are all these states right now that it's like nothing's going on there? 20
Florida.
States, he said, with
Florida's
no sort
still
of...
clueless.
Like, haven't they finally come around? I thought they finally came
They're
around.
Starting to come around, but
well,
I
do have good news out of Florida in terms of one of their preventative measures, and this comes from a friend of mine who works at a collection of 5 golf courses in Florida. What they've done, and this is 100% true, what they've done in order to mitigate and to try and stop the spread of coronavirus, they have removed the pins from the golf courses, which is taking place around here, so people don't touch the flags. However, in addition to that, they have taken sections of pool noodles and stuck them down inside the cups, like a 4-inch section of it, right?
Yeah.
So that when your ball goes into the hole, you reach your hand out. You don't have to reach it as far. Again, not making this up. So you don't touch the sides of the cup where someone else might be able to touch it. And they believe that the coronavirus, if it is on your golf ball and it transfers to the plastic bottom of the golf hole, the coronavirus does not live as long as on the styrofoam of the pool noodle. So there is less chance of spreading the virus because of the section of pool noodle they've shoved down in the holes on the golf course.
So on the first hole, I would be with my buddy off the green.
And I will get him on the phone if you don't believe me.
No, I believe you.
They don't
Florida.
Have a stick in. They have foam in to help prop the ball, which eliminates some transfer of the virus off the ball. I'd look at my buddy and the reverend said, let's just pick our balls up and go home. We shouldn't be out here.
There is, but that's not happening in Florida.
This is crazy. Only partial virus people.
Why are these because of this deadly virus that's going around affecting, what, people like us? I don't know. Are we retirees living in Florida? Yes, affecting people exactly like us. It's so deadly that in order to, it could live on the grass, could live on that plastic down there, but there's a pool noodle, so let's keep playing. On to the next hole.
Did you guys see the stranded cruise ship off the coast of Florida?
Yep.
That they won't let in? So much so that they're holding press conferences bragging about how they won't let them in? Ron DeSantis, the governor, was out there yesterday bragging about how he's about Floridians, not about those dirty people on that boat out there. It's right offshore. They won't let them in.
Hope I get enough food
out
there.
Dead bodies piling up on the boat. They won't let them in. How humanitarian of them.
Go to Carolina.
Unreal. Unreal. Florida. Of course
they're shoving pool noodles down into the cups. Battery Park, New York, up there. They're taking ships. They line up to take pictures of ships coming in. They love ships up there. Look at that boat. Never seen a boat. Let's go down there and
congregate and take
pictures.
That boat's all white.
Look at that white. Look at that cross. I like the Red Cross. How white that boat is.
617-779-0985. Some fun for you next segment, Zell. What have you learned in isolation?
Oh, I've learned a lot.
Time for you to share with the class.
And I have a I need some advice.
And Hardy needs advice.
I need advice, and I'm sure someone's going to have a good idea, but I want to put it out to the group.
Okay, advice for Hardy. Zoe shares with us what he's learned in isolation. Also, Dan Shaughnessy will join us on the line at noon.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help. HelplineMA.org.
They're the office gossips of Boston sports.
It doesn't matter about games and outcomes and scores. He got fingered.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Six one seven 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 nine zero ninety eight five. Zoe, you've been in isolation now for many days. Although, as Jim pointed out last night, you do go to a lot of stores.
Yeah, I do a lot of fruit and veggie runs. Yeah,
a lot of store trips for you. So you have been getting out of the house a little bit. But what have you learned?
But I'm the only one that goes. Like, that's our rule. That's I am. Yeah, you know, I don't want, like, we're not going as a group.
Oh, well, that's good. I'm glad you don't go as a group.
Come back, leave my shoes in the garage, go in, spray down. Fucking, oh, excuse me, I just swore, Jim.
Yeah.
Let's get to that point.
Right?
All right.
So what have you learned? What have you learned during this time?
Great, great question. Google Chrome, because the kids are now, you know, doing the Google Classroom thing.
The Google.
Mm-hmm. My
Google
daughter
Chrome
set up a shortcut, this magical shortcut thing that I didn't know about. That you could just turn his computer on, he could just touch that shortcut and boom, go right into his classroom assignments. And shortcut for, like, I didn't know how to make shortcuts. So that's new to me.
What, you mean like an icon on the desktop that he just clicks on and goes into?
Bang.
Okay.
Shortcut right in there. This Google Classroom. I still have an AOL email. You got mail. No. Haircuts. Haircuts are going to be an issue for people if this continues.
Big story in the Globe today about this.
We missed the window at the beginning where some selective local barbers were still open. When you could congregate, you know, no more than 10, but we only got 3 people in, so we could still technically be open. My kid goes to a certain barber, and so we're starting to get a little shaggy. So I went to CVS to pick up a grooming kit with a pretty darn good one. One of those wall ones, W-A-H-A-H-L, wall.
W-A-H-L, yep.
And it's got the clippers, and it's got the different blades on the end, 1 through 6.
Yep.
So she watched a YouTube video. So here I am paying to send her to UMass to study and do her degree instead of sending her to beautician school where she learned how to cut hair by watching YouTube videos. We let her experiment on him first. They came out really well. I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to let her cut my hair. She did it great. You wet the head, combed it one way. You get the scissors on top. We start with a certain blade and work it all the way down to 2 around the edges. Then you get the ear hair and all that. It's pretty good. Then she did my eyebrows. So we learned how to cut hair on YouTube, like things we would never do. That's something we would never do at home.
Right, that's a good one. I like that one.
Hair. Cooking. My God, the amount of meals and different recipes you tried. You could throw anything in a crock pot. You cover that son of a gun and put liquid in with it, and you come back in 8 hours or let that thing go slow overnight. Man, I'm telling you, what it does to the meat and pork in there and chicken. Oh, my God. Mm. Meatballs. I'm running out of recipes. Got creative with the nachos the other day.
Well, the good news is you now know what Google Chrome is, so you can Google things.
It's crazy.
Find more recipes.
That's the round thing, the Google round thing.
What'd you do with the nachos?
Spread them out on a baking dish.
Okay.
Put meat all over it, onions, peppers. got the Tostitos liquid cheese, put that over that, put lettuce on top of it after it came out of the oven, and sour cream. We made our own nachos at home. Lorraine would have loved it. I thought of Lorraine when we did it. It was delightful. That's something we never would do.
Okay. All right. Something.
What about shopping online? I heard you learned how to shop online.
Oh, my God. The amount I put a gym in my house based on buying stuff online and have it shipped to the house. I'm talking rubber mats for the floor, all that stuff, squat racks.
And you never really knew how to shop online.
Bench sets, click weights. Well, I'm personally a guy that loves to go to stores. I'll go to Dick's and walk around.
We know, you keep going to them.
Well, stop, Beetle. Stop with that. I don't freaking just go to stores to go to stores.
Buy hair clippers, but that's it.
Well, CVS right there. It's essential.
Yeah. CVS, supermarket, Trader Joe's.
Yep, absolutely. Trader Joe's wipes you down. I'm telling you, you feel comfortable going there for some reason. I don't know. They do a nice job at their produce.
So you've learned how to online shop.
Online shop.
What kind of websites are you using? You signed up for Amazon or something?
I don't know. I'll just sit here talking. Like, my phone, it hears, and boom, click weights are right there on my Facebook page as I log on. Clothes, shoes, sneakers for the kid. I don't know if I'll ever retail shop again. And that's a scary thing for our poor retail friends.
In 2020, Zoe learned about desktop shortcuts.
They got Amazon Prime thing. Like, what the hell is this thing? It's amazing. They waive shipping fees, everything.
Well, you got to pay for that.
Just discovered Amazon Prime.
I don't have that. They have it.
Who's they?
Who's they?
My family.
Well, then you have it.
Yeah. But I don't do any of that online shopping. Never did. But now you're bored. There's nothing on. Now you're surfing. You're looking for stuff. I'm looking for shows. I'm trying to sit there and watch Ozark the other night. It's like a serious thing. I don't want to do this.
Okay. Let me ask you guys something.
Yeah.
Because I did a big cleaning of the attic and the garage. And as I was getting to, Operation Top Down, I got down to the basement. And here was the major roadblock. And I don't know what to do with all of my CDs and DVDs. What do you do? Do you still have DVDs?
Yes.
Yes.
Do you need them? When's the last time you took out a DVD
car
and watched it?
Car.
You don't really need them.
Right.
Do you have Blu-rays? I use, Blu-rays.
What are we doing with them?
Well, I got a bigger one for you. Like the VHS tapes. Those are way archaic.
Right,
got
and
a
you
ton
probably
of those stacked downstairs.
Right, and for that you're gonna have to wait for this thing to lift, and you're probably gonna have to figure out somebody who can transfer them digitally because there's probably stuff on there that you want. But
no, just like movies.
Hardy, do you know what I would really like?
Well, those
to be
I would just
do?
Throw away then. I mean, those I wouldn't even if I had movies on VHS.
I don't throw Free Willy away.
Yeah, those I would have no problem checking out. But I mean,
Hardy, I want someone to send me how to take those because I don't know how to do this. Like years ago. When I was in college, I probably would have known how to do this in a second. A good way to digitally back up like the DVDs and just throw them on like a hard drive.
I don't know that there is a great way. I mean,
I know, but there. I remember years ago it was really hard to do stuff like that, and so you didn't do it very often. Like people weren't really doing. Is there an easy way to do that with DVDs? That's what I want to know.
You're gonna have to buy some serious storage. Equipment. Things I think in order to do that because
you don't have like a external hard drive or something.
I do, but it's all loaded up. I mean, I've got one.
But those things are so cheap. Like those things are like $25 now. I see them in the stores.
Yeah, but it looks like. But that's for like saving like documents and data and even like audio and photos
as opposed to a video file
as opposed to a 2-hour movie and all the stuff that
it's four gigs is a movie right? Is a DVD is 4 gigs on a disc?
Yeah, maybe not a Blu-ray though.
No, I don't want Blu-ray. No, old school DVDs, the old ones.
Oh.
Not Blu-ray. Old school DVDs.
But even then, isn't that stuff all on demand now with our various streaming services and all this crap? And that same goes for music. Now, there are like a handful of CDs that I know that I'm going to want to keep.
Don't throw out your CDs because I want to see what you got before you throw anything out.
Speaking of this, discovered that could use my phone or the computer, and it pops up on my TV.
Yeah. Oh,
mirroring your screen, that's Something you've done?
Let me tell you. Don't laugh because I did it for the first time. I was on my phone in front of the TV and something popped up on YouTube and it said, you want to watch this on your Samsung, whatever? And I said, what the hell?
That's what I Boom. Said. I touched it and bang, it was up there on the TV. Jim's like, big.
Yeah, Jim's probably been doing it for years, but I did the first time
ever.
The CDs,
I had the same issue. I cleaned out the basement. It was great. I went to, did you pay for a music service, like one of those $8.99, either Amazon or, yes. or Apple Music or whatever?
Yes.
Yeah.
I went through every CD. Oh, let's look up the set. Do I have any of this stuff on my, no, I don't have this. Let's download it. Let's grab this from Amazon Music. Throw it to my playlist.
What playlist?
So what'd you do with the CDs, though?
I threw them in the dumpster. No. But I checked them first.
That's criminal.
I don't know that it is, Jim.
Oh, no, I've already had a yard sale. People have picked through the good ones.
Oh, okay. Don't throw your CDs out, Hardy. Please don't do that.
All right, I'll let you take a look at them.
Movies, that's one thing. CDs, don't chuck them.
All right.
Morgan hasn't been to the gym in a while, huh? His chest is getting smaller.
Jeez, Hardy needs advice, though. Is that your advice that you needed?
Yeah, what do we do with all the CDs and DVDs?
All right, okay. So Josh from TV says, check the barcode on the DVD. You might be able to enter that into a website and download a digital version, depending on how old they are.
But what am I putting it on?
You got to get a hard drive.
And then what with a hard drive? That's my point.
Put it in the computer. Put it on something.
Have something else that where I'm not going to watch it. If that, every one of my DVDs that I can think of, if I want to watch that movie, it's on demand or it's on Netflix or something else that I'm paying for every month. What do I need with it?
617-779-0985. Zoe's learned a lot of new things. That's exciting. And also this CDs, DVDs. What are we doing with those?
Or is there someone else that could use them or wants them? Is there like an entity out there that says yes, we're desperate for DVDs?
Old person home.
Please give them to us. And if that's the case, just tell me who and how.
All right, we'll get to all this coming up next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
How important is the opinion of a former NFL quarterback on other sports?
I don't think it's that important as people think it is. It's not as important as you think.
Zolak and Bertrand. It's the important part of your workday on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
God, this is Billy Ocean.
Is it?
It sounded like Dire Straits at the beginning there for a second. Yeah, Billy Ocean.
Oh, yeah, that's Billy Ocean.
You found this song in your basement, Jim.
Yeah, the Best of Billy Ocean CD was in my basement.
I have more questions about why you owned that versus why it would have been thrown out.
Two words. Columbia House.
Oh, the best. Yes. 12 CDs for a penny. How do you beat that? Got to buy two at full price. Or send it to your neighbor's house in a fake name. Also one way of going about that. Got to love the 90s, man. BMG, Columbia House. All that
stuff.
That's
how I built my collection.
Yeah, did you rip them off?
Yeah.
I don't know anyone who didn't.
How'd they survive?
I don't know. Well, they didn't. Finally went out of business. They finally went under. All right, so a couple of things there. Is it easy to digitize DVDs, or where should Hardy dump his DVDs? Those are on the table. Zoe's learned a whole list of new things here in isolation. It's been really a path of self-discovery and learning for Zoe over the last few days. And it's
saw the new garbage truck, too. Saw the new garbage truck come by and has one of those swoopers on the front. It comes out and picks our garbage up, goes way over the top and dumps it and puts it back down. They never get out of the truck. I was like, holy crap.
You've seen garbage trucks.
Well, I mean, I'm not home on Mondays, ever.
It's great.
Like, look at that.
I love it. Let's go to Tom and Newton, who's got a sports thing. Also, we'll talk to Shaughnessy coming up at noontime. What's up, Tom?
Yeah, hey, guys. Just a couple quick points. First, I like the sports calendar there, but real quick before I get to that, this thing about the DVDs, I actually just did the same thing myself because, you know, you get the lockdown, I got nothing to do.
Yeah.
So I actually just did it. Basically, what you have to do is what I found. You got to download this thing on your computer. It's called Make MKV, and you stick the DVD in, and it, you know, it turns it into a, you know, like a file, so you can watch on there. I just did it. Takes up too much space. Takes too long. But if you want to do it, that's how you do it. The other thing,
that's not fun. Like,
that's not a solution.
I want it to be simple.
Takes up too much space. Takes too long. So no.
Well, you just have to wait. The whole thing. But you know, you want to do it. That's how you do it. Anyways, with the you know, the sports calendar here, and I know there's obviously, you know, bigger picture topics, you know, concerns in the world and so forth. But you know, we know the NBA was already talking about being a summer league. You've got these times during the year, like over the summer, when the only thing on TV is like a West Coast Red Sox game that goes to 2 o'clock in the morning. I mean, I think this is an opportunity going forward to make some changes here. I mean, maybe have NBA, NHL more into the summer. Maybe you can bump the NFL back so you get, like, you know, the Super Bowl before President's Day, get the day off. I think it's an opportunity to actually, you know, make some changes that, you know, we might keep going forward. What do you guys think?
Well, I don't think that they're going to be hung up. I don't think they're going to bounce off of each other. You think the NFL is going to be impacted by what the NBA is doing?
No.
I don't think so either. Do you think baseball, despite hopefully being pushed in some way during the course of this, is going to change based on what the other sports are doing? I just don't think they are. I think they're just going to keep doing what they do. I don't know that this is going to be beneficial in any way, if that makes sense. Brian's in Leominster. Hey, Brian.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up?
So about the sports casting there with the screen mirroring and all that, we would. I work at a bar at a pretty big children's hotel, and we would obviously cast some of the games with people's personal devices to the TV screens above the bar. But there are new TVs, and we had no idea how to really use them. So every now and then, you would get a kid that walked by with their parent's cell phone and just hit the OK button. Oh yeah,
Where's there a kid hotel?
Oh no, it's a children's themed hotel. It's big. It's in Fitchburgh. I can't remember the name.
Oh, I know what it is. So what would happen?
There.
Kids would walk by with their phones.
Lodge.
And then just hit yes. So when it would just cast whatever was on that parent's cell phone to the TV screens to be advertised above the bar in like the 13 table sitting area.
And sometimes you got to see what? Come on,
give it up.
No, you can't get into that.
Did you see some pawn?
Mommy and Daddy were up in the room for a few minutes and decided to get a little freaky.
That was an Ozark.
I have a friend whose son accidentally did that and was looking at some inappropriate. He's like in high school. He's teenage age. He was looking at some inappropriate content when his phone accidentally mirrored to the family's TV in their living room.
Oh.
Yeah.
At least you didn't see pretty girls dancing. Entered into your son's browser.
And it was more along those lines, though. It wasn't like, you know.
Yeah, it wasn't like.
Hardcore anything. It was right. Like, you know, girls on the beach or something.
Yeah.
Type of imagery. Which is just funny. It's a funny story. But I know the place he's talking about. I've been there. So you've been there?
I've not been there.
It's a lot of money.
That's what I heard.
It's a lot of money.
I heard a lot of people go there, and you come out of there saying, how the hell did that end up costing? What did we pay?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah, especially when you have three kids. And you
a lot of chlorine they got to get.
You got to go for the little side kids room with three beds in it and not two.
Oh, God.
Makes a big difference when you have that third kid.
Sure does.
617-779-0985 is the phone number. A lot of people saying donate the DVDs, Hardy. Donate them to your...
To who?
There's a lot of different places you can choose from.
Libraries, and I did get information on one place that still buys them, so, yeah.
Yeah. So you've got some options on that front.
The CDs thing, and I did that for a while. I was ripping them all into, you know, iTunes.
Yeah.
that's a process, too. That sounds like maybe a task for the kids once the online learning is done for the day. All right, here's a stack of CDs. Load all these, and then, you know, that's your that's an additional chore for you for the day because it's just it's
computer
tedious.
Class. You're teaching.
You load this in here, and then what? Then you sit here and wait for 5 minutes until it's done, and then you take it out and then put it in that pile to, you know, give to Uncle Beetle, who wants to pick through the stuff that we don't want anymore.
It's like an intern's job.
What are those?
Kind of, yeah.
When will we ever have an intern again?
Here's a tweet from Mr. Excitement who says, so he's never seen his town's garbage truck, doesn't know about Amazon Prime, and is amazed by shortcuts on the computer. Sheltered or clueless? Love you, so mean it.
Yeah. Basically do everything on my phone, you know?
Watch garbage trucks?
No, I'm never home, like, for the garbage truck. I'm like, wow.
But you've seen garbage trucks.
I've seen the garbage trucks, but I've never watched it, like, do the act. And I'm like, wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Let's talk to Dan Shaughnessy of the Boston Globe. He'll join us after these headlines, no commercials.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.